Our enemies who blow up men, women, and children are freedom fighters. Our troops, on the other hand, are murderers who have made terrorism worse by upsetting that once peaceful land called Iraq. Oh, yeah. You should have seen Iraq under Saddam Hussein before the evil Americans got there. Children played in the meadows. The Shiites and Sunnis and Kurds joined hands singing Kumbaya. And every Sunday there was free ice cream for all the kiddies while Uncle Saddam gave out piggyback rides. One of these days, our country will wake up and realize that the problem isn't the Iraq war, and the problem isn't taking Israel's side over the Palestinians, and the problem isn't oil. The problem is that there's this religion called Islam which wants to kill us. Period.
When Bob Siegel says Islam is a religion that wants to kill us, he does not mean to imply that all Muslims want to kill us, only some Muslims.
Thank you, Dan. We always appreciate the special assistance of Disclaimer Dan, and since it's been a while since we've had Disclaimer Dan, I should explain to the new members of our audience, there was a time when we didn't need such disclaimers, but in this politically correct atmosphere, one must be very careful, especially on the radio. Still, I hate obligatory disclaimers, so I decided to stop giving them, and I hired someone to give them for me. More news. Related news. This is from the Jerusalem Post. U.S. Democratic presidential hopeful Dennis Kucinich, on a Mideast visit that included a stop in Syria, said the country lambasted by the Bush administration deserves credit for taking in more than a million Iraqi refugees. Kucinich, a strong anti-war opponent who trails far in the U.S. presidential polls, also said he won't visit Iraq on this trip to the region because he considers the U.S. military deployment there illegal. I feel the United States is engaging in an illegal occupation. I don't want to bless that occupation with my presence, he said in an interview in Lebanon after visiting Syria. I will not do it. Kucinich, who accused the Bush administration of policies that have destabilized the Mideast, met with Syrian President Bashar Assad during his visit to Damascus. He said Assad was receptive to his ideas of peace through strength. Whew. That's a relief. The combined efforts of Bashar Assad and Dennis Kucinich may just save the world. I haven't slept so well since Geraldo Rivera headed to Florida to keep that hurricane at bay. Is it just me? Does anyone else wonder why Dennis Kucinich isn't being arrested for treason? There was a time he would have been put in front of a firing squad. I know. As a Christian, I'm not supposed to want to see that happen. But I'll be honest, I'm not sure it would be such a bad idea if some of our treason laws were resurrected from the dead. See? That's a Christian attitude. I'm just talking about resurrecting something. On what authority does he claim to represent the United States? This is incredible. Can you imagine someone traveling to Germany during World War II, meeting with Hitler to say that many Americans want to have peace talks with the Nazis? Syria is our enemy. She funds terrorists who kill Americans. She speaks out against America all the time. We even have intelligence that the weapons of mass destruction were smuggled into Syria before our troops arrived in Iraq. Now they're talking about the possibility that North Korea is helping Syria develop the nuclear bomb. And this third-rate candidate who knows he hasn't a lawyer's chance in hell of winning even the Democratic nomination, let alone the presidency, decides he wants to make a name for himself by visiting Syria. This unprincipled, conscience-free weasel who may just turn into a snake when the rest of his spine disappears. This egotistical little gutter snipe who undermines our administration, feeding the propaganda machines of the Middle East hate mongers who love to kill and love to hear narcissistic American congressmen give them more excuses to do so. Well, what more can I say? The man makes me sick to my stomach. Is it possible that his motives are sincere? That he isn't just being political? That he honestly thinks we will defeat Islamo-fascists through peace talks? Yeah, it's possible. I suppose anything's possible. And if that's the case, I must apologize for calling him evil. Instead, we must come to the conclusion that Dennis Kucinich is not evil. Only sincerely, incredibly, amazingly stupid. That his collected brains wouldn't fit inside of a single-celled amoeba. Maybe I accept part of that evolution theory after all.
When Bob Siegel compares Dennis Kucinich to an amoeba, or a weasel, or even a snake, he means no disrespect to the animal kingdom.
Thanks, Dan. And I suppose to be fair to Dennis Kucinich, I should point out that he's not the only one making stupid comments this week. This is from the Worcester County Freedom Trail. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick said, Among many other things, 9/11 was a failure of human understanding. It was a mean and nasty and bitter attack on the United States, but it was also a failure of human beings to understand each other, to learn to love each other. You know, I like the fact that we commemorate 9/11 every year, but one thing I don't like about it is it gives politicians a chance to say stupid things about it. Man, I am telling you, either these guys are certifiable or they should be congratulated for the ability to make such comments with a straight face. 9/11 was our failure. Our failure. We should have understood. Understood what exactly? The 9/11 flight schedule? Oh, no, Bob. He means we should have listened to our enemies to see what makes them our enemies. Yeah, well, I listen to our enemies all the time, and I think they speak for themselves quite adequately without our bleeding heart liberals standing in between trying to interpret for me. Osama bin Laden has been crystal clear. We are to convert to Islam or die. And I'm supposed to love him for that? Yes, the Bible teaches us to love the fact that all human beings are made in the image of God. And yes, we do forgive when evil is repented of, but we do not love evil. And we do not forgive unrepentant tyrants who sneer in our faces and command our death and justify it in the name of Islam.
When Bob Siegel says that killing is justified in the name of Islam, he doesn't mean to imply that all Muslims are guilty.
Thanks, Dan. We get it. And we'll be right back. You're listening to The Bob Siegel Show.
Go ahead and hate your neighbor. Go ahead and cheat a friend. Do it in the name of heaven. You can justify it in the end. There won't be any trumpets blowing come the judgment day on the bloody morning after. One tin soldier rides away.